Chapter 60. Thomas followed the doctors, but his mind was racing. He didn't know what to do. There was no way to communicate with the right arm, and he'd lost his ability to speak inside Teresa's, or Aris's, mind. They turned a couple of corners, and the zigzagging made Thomas think of the maze. He almost wished he were back there. Things were so much simpler then.
"There's a room right up here on the left," Jansen explained. "I already put a typing pad in there if you'd like to leave any messages for your friends. I'll figure out a way to deliver them."
"I'll make sure you get something to eat also," Dr. Wright called out from behind. Their politeness annoyed Thomas. He remembered stories of killers being put to death in the old days. They always got a last meal too, as fancy as they wanted it. "I want steak," he said, stopping to look at her, "and shrimp, and lobster, and pancakes, and a candy bar."
"I'm sorry, you'll have to settle for a couple of sandwiches."
Thomas sighed.
"Figures."
Thomas sat in a soft chair, staring at the typing pad on the small table in front of him. He had no intention of writing a note to anyone, but he didn't know what else to do. The situation had proven to be way more complicated than he could have imagined. He didn't know what he'd expected, but the notion that they'd dissect him alive had never crossed his mind. He'd figured whatever they did, he could just play along until the right arm showed up. But there wouldn't be any coming back from playing along now. He finally typed goodbye messages to Minho and Brenda, just in case he ended up dead. Then he rested his head in his arms until the food arrived. He ate slowly, then rested again. He could only hope his friends showed up in time. Either way, he certainly wouldn't leave this room until he absolutely had to. He dozed as he waited, the minutes stretching on. A knock at the door startled him awake.
"Thomas," came the muffled voice of Jansen, "we really need to get things started."
The words lit a fire of panic in Thomas.
"I'm not ready yet."
He knew he sounded ridiculous. After a long pause, Jansen said,
"I'm afraid we don't have much of a choice."
"But—"
Thomas began, but before he could pull his thoughts together, the door opened and Jansen stepped inside.
"Thomas, waiting will only make it worse. We need to go."
Thomas didn't know what to do. He was surprised that they'd been so calm with him so far. He realized he'd pushed it to the limit, and he'd run out of time. He took a deep breath.
"Let's get it over with."
The rat man smiled.
"Follow me."
Jansen led Thomas to a prep room with a wheeled bed surrounded by all kinds of monitors and several nurses. Dr. Christensen was there, dressed from head to toe in scrubs, a surgical mask already in place on his face. Thomas could only see his eyes, but he looked eager to get started.
"So that's it?"
Thomas asked. A surge of panic raced through his gut, and it felt as if something were trying to chew through his chest.
"Time to cut me open?"
"I'm sorry," the doctor answered, "but we need to begin."
The rat man was just about to speak again when a blaring alarm erupted throughout the building. Thomas's heart lurched, and relief flooded his system. It had to be the right arm. The door swung open, and Thomas turned just in time to see a frantic-looking woman announce,
"A burg arrived with a delivery, but it was a trick to get people inside. They're trying to take over the main building this very second."
Jansen's response almost stopped Thomas's heart.
"Looks like we need to hurry and get this procedure started. Christensen, put him under,"